Hey, hey, what's up? It's Lakeisha Michelle. I am excited about this assignment. It is powerful if you commit, if you play full out, if you just take some time right now, clear your room, clear your mind, just turn off all social stuff and just kind of listen. And I'm going to talk you through one of my favorite videos, and I want you to do the exercises as I stop and kind of talk you through this, okay? So listen, a lot of you may have heard about Simon Sinek, Start With Why. It's one of my favorite things. I think it's so powerful, and I think when everybody talks about vision and goals and dreams, I feel like he's one of the people who explains it really, really simple. Like, what do you believe? And you may be wondering what this has to do with getting clients, but it has everything to do with getting clients. So I'm going to talk you through this, okay? I'm going to play some of his video, and then I'm going to pause it, and I'm going to ask that you do the exercises as I play this right now. So if you need to pause this really quickly and just get kind of clear, get a little piece of paper so that you can get quiet and really get clear on why you do what you do so that you can set out to be extraordinary. Great, excited, committed, dedicated. This will carry you through when times get hard. This will allow you to stick with it. All right, so let's get into it. I'm going to play some of the video, and then I'm going to pause it and ask that you pause and do a little bit of writing and journaling and really get clear on your thoughts. And I'm so interested to hear about how this impacts you so far. People have been just like, wow. Some people are in tears. Some people are like, this really has me thinking. And that's just what I wanted. I want you to guys, you got to go deeper. You always got to go deeper, guys, and know your purpose, know your beliefs, know your reasons why in everything you do. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get into it. All right, here we go.
When others are able to achieve things that seem to defy all of the assumptions. For example, why is Apple so innovative? Year after year after year after year, they're more innovative than all their competition. And yet, they're just a computer company. They're just like everyone else. They have the same access to the same talent, the same agencies, the same consultants, the same media. Then why is it that they seem to have something different? Why is it that Martin Luther King led the civil rights movement? He wasn't the only man who suffered in a pre-civil rights America. And he certainly wasn't the only great orator of the day. Why him? And why is it that the Wright brothers were able to figure out controlled powered manned flight when there were certainly other teams who were better qualified, better funded, and they didn't achieve powered manned flight, and the Wright brothers beat them to it? There's something else at play here. About 3.5 years ago, I made a discovery, and this discovery profoundly changed my view on how I thought the world worked, and it even profoundly changed the way in which I operate in it. As it turns out, there's a pattern. As it turns out, all the great and inspiring leaders and organizations in the world, whether it's Apple or Martin Luther King or the Wright brothers, they all think, act, and communicate the exact same way, and it's the complete opposite to everyone else. All I did was codify it. And it's probably the world's simplest idea. I call it the golden circle. Why, how, what? This little idea explains why some organizations and some leaders are able to inspire where others aren't. Let me define the terms really quickly. Every single person, every single organization on the planet knows what they do, 100%. Some know how they do it, whether you call it your differentiating value proposition or your proprietary process or your USP. But very, very few people or organizations know why they do what they do. And by why, I don't mean to make a profit. That's a result. It's always a result. By why, I mean what's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your belief? Why does your organization exist? Well, as a result, the way we think, the way we act, the way we communicate is from the outside in. It's obvious. We go from the clearest thing to the fuzziest thing. But the inspired leaders and the inspired organizations, regardless of their size, regardless of their industry, all think, act, and communicate from the inside out. Let me give you an example. I use Apple because they're easy to understand and everybody gets it. If Apple were like everyone else, a marketing message from them might sound like this. We make great computers. They're beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. Want to buy one? Meh. And that's how most of us communicate. That's how most marketing is done, that's how most sales is done, and that's how most of us communicate interpersonally. We say what we do, we say how we're different or how we better, and we expect some sort of behavior, a purchase, a vote, something like that. Here's our new law firm. We have the best lawyers with the biggest clients. We have, you know, we always perform for our clients, do business with us. Here's our new car. It gets great gas mileage, it has, you know, leather seats. Buy our car. But it's uninspiring. Here's how Apple actually communicates.
All right, so that was so good. That was so good. So if you're wondering, because you're not watching the video, he has three circles. At the very center of the circle is the word why. Right outside of that circle is how. And then there's a third circle. They're all like inside of each other. I'll show you a drawing of this. And then on the outside is what. So what he's saying is that most companies start with the what, which is the very outer part of the circle. So most companies say, like he said, Apple says, hey, we have computers. And then he just said the how. And the how is, you know, they are designed well, they're easy to use, want to buy one. And so what he's saying is that most businesses, which let's just bring it down to our beauty business, most people are saying, hey, I'm a hairstylist. I do hair. Want to do business with me? Want to book an appointment? And it's like, meh, like, I don't want to buy, like, okay, great. You're just another hairstylist. I don't know about you guys, but hair salons are on every block most of the times, especially in a place like LA or Dallas. They're everywhere. So you got to inspire people. Sales is the transference of inspiration. When someone likes what Rihanna wears, they're inspired to go buy it. When someone likes what a ball player is wearing, they're inspired to go buy it. When someone likes what you're wearing or looking like, they want, who is this? Where'd you get that from? They want to know so they can go buy it or even think about buying it, right? So listen, let's bring it back to the video. When what he's saying is that people need to be inspired to buy from you. And so he said, instead of Apple leading with, we make computers, they look really cool, they lead with this. Listen up, I'm going to play him again.
Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. We just happen to make great computers. Want to buy one? Totally different, right?
Boom! Definitely totally different because now they're cool. I'm like, ooh, that attracts. You look at all the people who use Apple products. Most of them are, they want to be different. They like the unique design. They believe in going against the status quo. They don't want to just be the same old boring whatever. That's the kind of people that they attract. You're inspired by their products because They are different. I mean, like, they're just a thing of their own. And so they have a cult-like following because of their why. That this time around, Simon showed you he started with the reason why, their belief. And then he went into what they sell. And then he asked you, do you want to buy one? And it was like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be a part of that. So think about your business right now, guys. What is your belief? What's your reason why? So stop this. Stop this right now. Get a second and just start thinking about what do you normally say when you tell someone you do hair or you do makeup or you do nails? What are you normally saying to them? It's probably the way he said it the first time where you're leading with the what? I'm a hairstylist, blah, blah, blah. Want to make an appointment. And you gotta inspire people. People should be inspired to buy from you, okay? So when you think about that and you take some time and pause this audio, really think about, wait, what do I say when I walk up to people? If Apple was just saying we make great computers, they will be just like all the other people. But that's not what they're saying. They're saying we defy the odds. Whoo, that's powerful. So think about your business. Are you saying I'm a hairstylist? Want to book with me? Are you saying I'm a success coach? Want a free strategy? Like, nobody cares about that. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. You will keep people when you master this. Listen, my clients wait for me when there are hair salons on every block because they really just buy me. They buy my beliefs. They buy my values. So guys, I want you to journal and figure out why are you in the business that you're in? And literally just think about it. I'm going to show you this. I don't have a link to the video, but I want you to draw those three circles and put the why in the middle and put the how and then put the what on the outside and answer those questions in the same order that he did. For example, with me, I didn't have any money to go to salons as a kid. I had to get into beauty so I could fix myself up. When I finally got money to get service, I didn't even like my experiences. The way I was treated, the time that they took, the way my hair felt fried afterwards, it was just not good. Once I realized I could master my own hair, why not help other women rock theirs too and feel good about themselves? Now, that may not be your story, but I'll share my bigger why, which is this. I'm a woman who was abandoned, abused, and struggled all my life wondering if I was capable. Then I realized that I'm enough and full of value from all the older women around me who mentored me and poured into me. And as a result, I've committed my life to helping women. That's my why. My how? It's songs, it's makeup, it's hair, it's online courses, all teaching women the same way a woman reached back and taught me. Guys, do you understand the power of your why? It drives you when you want to quit. It drives you when you feel down. It drives you when you are stuck. So please don't take this lightly. Get quiet. Understand why you want to blow up your block. Why you want to be seen and heard. We will use this to lead your movement. Because guys, you got to start a movement around your message to get your audience excited about what you're up to. Again, I'm not asking you to do like a long, drawn-out memoir, but guys, just figure out why you're in this. It doesn't have to be something sad and whatever. It literally is just, what's the thing that made you do this, right? Your story is just that. It's yours. I just want you to get really clear on why you chose this business, because this is going to be key information in your marketing messages throughout this course as we go on. So right now, before tomorrow, before like whatever you're listening to, like right now, I want you to stop this, get quiet, and get clear on your why. And I want you to notice how Simon, listen to those parts again. Those specific parts really should help you understand that your why leading with that really inspires people to buy from you. So play that again from Simon and listen and then pause it and just answer the questions. Take out Apple's name and put your name. Take out their business and put your business and answer those questions, okay? It's going to be really powerful for you. I'm so excited to read your why. I would love for you to email it to me just so I can read it, just so I can see. It can be short, simple, to the point. Replay the video. The first 5 minutes of that video is all you really need. Just keep replaying it until you can figure out your reason why. Use his examples, trade the company name for your name, and just like just as simply as I just did. Get clear, guys. This is going to push you all the way to the finish line. It's going to help you start a movement around your business so people will see you, they get excited about you, and they want to stay with you. That's what this is all about. Don't skip this lesson, guys. Get to it.